What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
On Monday, we found out that Sir Paul McCartney does yoga with his eyes. I've got to be honest, when I first heard this, I absolutely rolled my eyes. And then I went, oh my goodness. They feel so much better. We also played Marketplace Monday.
Heard of Facebook?
The Marketplace?
And tried to find out the price of lights in Lobethal. Turns out, $375. Well, that's if it's a mid-century 1960s Italian Bertozzi lamp listed by Margaret and Richard. We also came across the news that Goolwa and High Marsh Island residents were eligible for a Switch for Solar program. As always here on The Ride Home, Tuesday is Chicken Tuesday. Here was the clucking. What was the song, though? David from Murray Bridge had a swing.
Backstreet Boys.
It's not Backstreet Boys. Sorry, David.
What is it?
Peking Duck. And the oldest living Australian man gave us the secret to living a long and healthy life. Apparently it's eating chicken brains.
Don't tell the chicken choir, they won't come back next week.
Wednesday was the day Audi and Stirling first opened its doors and earthworks started at the new Thomas Foods International site. We also played dumb games. It was the shell game and Jack from Murray Bridge came back to try to beat his own record.
We have a ball under cup one or two. What do you reckon it is?
We'll go cup number two.
Sorry. Cup number one, not even the first level today.
Beginner's luck the first time.
We also found out about the hashtag Blue Poop Challenge, which is meant to help you find out your gut digestion time. But I realised we kind of pranked a party a couple years earlier. And everyone's loving the muffins. They go, oh my God, these are so good, grabbing seconds. So then the next morning I've woken up, gone to the toilet and gone, oh my goodness. We didn't tell anyone else at the party. They're all waking up the next day doing the same thing. But on their own. On Thursday, Anytime Fitness lodged their development application to move into the old Chapman's factory in Nairn. We started a new segment called Songs in Situations. After robbing an Amsterdam museum. Had a Van Gogh in the basement. Thinking you need glasses. We were also treated to Uber's lost and found list for 2021 and learned some handy tips. Riders lost turquoise and peach-coloured belongings the least. It was red, blue, pink and green items that were left behind more frequently, so ditch all your other stuff. Which brings us to Friday, where we heard the world's largest burp. And that a Murray Bridge High School student may have plagiarised an artist for the Port Power Indigenous Round Guernsey. But we topped it all off with a bit of fun with the Bliss track, Cassie calling up and asking for a birthday song for her stepdad Mark, in place of a forgotten present. Mark, please don't think I'm being flirty when I say you look good in that Port Power Guernsey. Hope you enjoyed this week, I certainly did, and I'll be back to do it all again with you from Monday, here on The Ride Home. Until then, have some fun, enjoy yourself.